This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
The views, thoughts and opinions expressed are the host's own and do not represent the views, thoughts and opinions of Epilogue Media Private Limited. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes and or entertainment purposes only. Listener discretion advised.
Welcome to episode 77 of the Dread Indian Show. And imagine you had your own private jet. That's my cheap takeoff sound effect. That's cause someone actually felt so for a short duration, or maybe for whatever journey the plane duration was. So a man in the US was the only passenger on his flight after all the passengers, and I mean all the hundreds of passengers, had bailed due to crazy storms. We'll talk about that. And also, a woman, after being robbed at gunpoint, you won't believe this, was asked by the robber to add her on Facebook. Wow. Love makes you blind but also stupid. We'll talk about that as well. But moving to the first news, where a man in the US was the only passenger on his flight after all the passengers had bailed due to crazy storms. So this was an American Airlines flight to Charlotte, and there was an 18-hour delay. So all the passengers cancelled or they booked other flights, but this guy, he stayed put, and he was not Indian. And to his surprise, the flight did leave. And it was just him on the flight. The video was put on TikTok by this guy, and he was recording all the flight crew's reaction, as he was the only passenger. He recorded a reaction of the guy who loads the bags onto the plane, and he asked him, you know, all the bags loaded, and he's like, yes, sir. Obviously, it's only one passenger's bag. And you can see the clear frustration in the flight crew's face, as it was only because of this guy that these guys had to fly from their hotel rooms all the way to the airport and have to take this flight on the normal route, which would generally take like 150 plus passengers on that flight, but now there's just one person. And what I felt was there's so much of waste of fuel. I mean, yes, you have commitments and this and that, but you could have just put this guy on another flight, right? So in his video, you can also see the flight attendants giving the seatbelt safety demo, and they are just looking at him obviously, and they're like, pay attention. And that's, although they're trying to make it a joke, and you know, because they know it's going to go on TikTok and they'll get famous. This video got like 50 million views and it's still counting. So yeah, they did get famous, but deep down they're like very angry, because who likes to work? I mean, in general, nobody likes to work. If somebody would give me money for free, I would love that. In addition to that, you are made to work for one specific thing, and you're made to, you know, leave your hotel room and come just for one guy. Then that's, you know, you start thinking, wait, okay, I have this work that I need to do, but this could have been avoided by, you know, doing this XYZ thing here and there. So why do I have to travel all the way from my home? Like, this reminds me of this one thing I had to do on my job. So I was working for a music TV channel, and Avicii passed away. God rest his soul. And obviously, since it's a music TV channel, so we had to play Avicii songs immediately, because it was, you know, rest in peace Avicii, we'll remember you. We had something called Respect, which would play when the celebrity died. And generally, in my entire 9 years of working with the channel, all celebrities died on weekdays. Avicii passed away on a weekend, and I obviously was the only person who was living near to the channel office workplace. So I had to leave whatever I was doing on that day and go and sit in the office for like 5 to 6 hours, because I had to change the whole schedule for that particular day, the live schedule for that day. And you know, there were songs of Drake and there were songs of Taylor Swift. I had to change all of the songs with only Avicii songs. So yeah. I mean, yeah, that couldn't have been avoided. Somebody had to do it. But yeah, that kind of made me angry. But yeah, rest in peace, Avicii. But yeah, these flight attendants, they'd be like, just let us sleep, no? In the hotel room and enjoy the free food and everything. Just come all the way for this one guy. And you know, I have been on international flights during COVID where most of the seats were empty. Obviously, because a lot of people were not flying at that time, or the flights were already booking seats as per social distancing. At least on the flight that I was, there were like lots of empty seats. I had enough space to keep my dreads, and that rarely happens on an international flight. But by God's grace, this is always the case with me on any domestic flight that I have taken. Ever since my dreads have grown beyond my waist, there's always an empty seat right beside me. So I don't know how this happens, but God is great and he kind of provides. So thank you, God. But this doesn't happen on international flights, so I think the powers don't work outside India. No. It's just I'm lucky, so yeah. But how would you feel if you were the only passenger on the flight? Like, obviously, you would record a video and, you know, you take pictures and all of these social media antics. But after that, what do you do? Then do you kind of get to your roots and act like all cheap and all, and then start asking for free snacks, and then start taking extra meals and extra alcohol and, you know, everything, because, you know, everything is going to go waste anyway. So why not just give it to me, you know, like, come on, I'll take it home. And do you act extra cheap and start taking the earphones from each and every seat over there, and even the blankets if you have enough space? I don't know. I'm just saying, what would you do? I would really like to know, because if I was there, or at least what I did on the COVID flight was, I was on an Air France flight, and I got one, you know, their headphones were really nice. You know, the ones that you could put on your head, like those, the ones that the customer care people wear, you know, not like the ones that you put into, not like the earbuds one with the wire. So I took that, and the seat beside me was empty, so I took that as well. So I took two home. And I felt nice because I had paid a hefty price for the flight. So I think, I felt like I had to take something. In addition to that, I also took two packets of cashew nuts. But anyways, that was because I was hungry during the flight and I forgot to eat them. So yeah, like I said, I paid a huge amount of money for the ticket, so might as well take something in return. What else could I have taken? The coffee machine. That I think they would have caught me at security. Anyways, moving to the next news, which is something related to robbery. So basically, a woman, after being robbed at gunpoint, was asked by the same robber to add her on Facebook. Wow. So this guy, he robbed her of $100 from her wallet and later messaged her that she was too pretty to rob, and said that, you know, hey, I'll return the money. This was just, you know, I feel bad now. But you want to hang out sometimes? Yeah, right. So first you steal her wallet and then you try to steal her heart. Totally not working out, man. So this lady, what happened was she returned home from her night shift at around 4 in the morning. And she was at her door, opening her door, and she was picking up her mail. And all of a sudden this guy pops up with a gun in his hand. And he's like, hey, let me into your house. And she's like, no, I can't do that. So he's like, okay, just give me whatever money you have. And then she gave the $100. And then after taking the money, the guy has the audacity to ask her, do you have a boyfriend? And she said no. And then this guy tells her, then this guy asks her to add him on Facebook. I mean, that's so stupid. So like I said, you know, love can be blind, but this blind, this is plain stupidity. She can easily report you to the police right on the first date. And later, obviously, she reported him to the cops, and this guy already had a few robbery cases against him. Eventually, the cops caught him. And I think he told the cops also to add him on Facebook. So I don't know. I think he's just working for Facebook and he wants to increase his friends on Facebook. I think he was a good robber. And I'll tell you why I'm saying this. Because of his ethics. Now, see, this guy had a gun. Okay, and he could have done anything, but he asked her to add him on Facebook, and later he asked her out. So with that in mind, I think he's a good robber, but a robber is still a robber. So yeah, you should put him in jail. But I'm just thinking of what this lady must have felt. Firstly, it's 4 in the morning, so you're like anyways like drowsy, and she's coming back from a night shift, so she's like half dead, and then suddenly she sees this guy, you know, outside her door. So she must have obviously thought that this is a YouTube prank, because that's what's happening nowadays. There's this guy in the UK, he just randomly enters people's homes, I don't know what's his name. So she must have thought that this is one of those guys, but it was not. And I think this guy should have actually pretended that it was a YouTube prank video. And see, once you kind of see the girl and you... He did realize that she was cute, right? So, and he did tell her to add him on Facebook. So, you know, his brain should have worked really quick, but it didn't. And he should have told her, hey, this is a YouTube prank. And, you know, my friend is there in the car and he has a video and he's recording this, you know, right over there. But mind you, there should be a car and there should be a friend inside. So, yeah, if that's not the case, then yeah. Then you're a thief and you're going to be caught later. But so stupid of this robber. I mean, you're doing one job, so do it well. And you're a robber. So your main... The first rule of being a robber is to conceal your identity. So don't go around showing your Facebook to people. It's like Pablo Escobar leaving his visiting card with every pack of cocaine he delivered to people. that he wouldn't have been able to get hippos in his house if he would have done that at an early stage in his life. Anyways, having a whole hippo sanctuary and everything was too weird. I need to watch that documentary later, and I think you guys should also go and watch the Pablo documentary. But yes, going back to this stupid robber, how can you expect the girl to love you and even trust you after this? I mean, I know girls love bad boys, but you are just too bad. I mean, what guarantee that you will not rob her in the future and buy gifts for her of her own money? See, relationships are based on trust, and here the relation was going to start with a robbery. So imagine this guy telling his kids, "So that is how I met your mother." Stupid. With that, we come to the end of episode 77 of the Dread Indian Show. I hope you guys enjoyed the whole podcast. And what movie do I recommend this week? See, I'm a big Predator fan, so, you know, off late I've started watching television once again, so I've started watching movie channels, because you kind of get bored. You know, I think it's one of those phases where you kind of, you know, move from the streaming platforms to television, you know, just to get something different, because you're just going on Netflix and Amazon Prime or Hotstar, and, you know, trying to search for movies gets a bit irritating. I'm a lazy person, so I like something which is pre-programmed for me. So I just go and put on my TV. My folks, they watch this show, the soap, daily soap, as they call it, Indian soap, which is irritating. But after the soap gets over at 9, then I just take over the TV and I go through all the English channels. And luckily, this time, Predator was on. And then 2 days later, Predator... versus Alien was on AVP, and then I think Predator Requiem, that was the one which was on. So, you know, the entire Predator series was once again revived in my head, and so I would recommend you guys to go and watch Predator. But according to me, Predator 1, which is the Arnold Schwarzenegger one, Predator 2, which is in New York City, I guess, and AVP, Alien versus Predator, are the only three good movies. All the other ones are they're good, but they're not Predator. So, you know, it kind of makes Predator look weak, and I don't like Predator looking weak, because he's a really strong character. And so please go and check that out. And if not, as always, hang out with your friends, chill with them, because they are the family you choose. So and if nothing, just eat some good food and go to sleep. That's what you should do. Take care of yourself, keep smiling.
Congratulations, you are a lucky listener who will win 1,000 US.
Why would anyone win 1,000 US dollars just for listening to a podcast? But thank you for listening to the Dread Indian Show. And if you guys like the podcast, make sure you subscribe on the EPLog Media website or your favorite podcast streaming apps such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, JioSaavn, or any other streaming app that you use. If you use Apple Podcasts, do rate and review the Dread Indian Show. It helps other people discover the podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pornhub? No, not on Pornhub yet. But you can follow me on all these social medias at Dread Indian. So, sexy people, see you next week. Take care and keep smiling.